our hands and worship God tonight. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! God. Thank you so much. You'll remain standing for a moment. It's great to be with you tonight on this Monday night. Glad to be here for this family camp. Look forward to this and excited about coming. Thank the Lord for the privilege to be here tonight. It really is it's an honor to be with you, all of these great men of God that are on this platform and throughout this audience, great people of God. And we're honored to be here tonight. Brother Weeks has been a friend of mine for a long, long time. Love Brother Ben Weeks. Amen. He preached for us. I preached for him. He's just an outstanding preacher. And all these men of God. Man, I think we ought to give them all a big hand. Amen. 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 Town, it's good to see you tonight. God bless you. All of you. Man. I just see so many people that I know here, see a few that I don't know and hope we can get acquainted sometime this week, but I'm really honored to be here and looking forward to camp meeting. I believe camp meeting is a good time to get renewed in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I've been going to camp meeting for a long time and I enjoy camp meeting. There's something about the spirit of camp meeting. There's something about the fellowship of camp meeting. There's something about the camaraderie of camp meeting. There's something about the spirit of brotherhood of camp meeting. There's something about the move of the Holy Ghost in camp meeting. Hallelujah. I believe that our hearts ought to be open to God this week and say, God, whatever you want, that's what we want. How many feel that way tonight? God, whatever you want, that's what I want. Why don't we all pray one more time? Let the Holy Ghost touch us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. If you'd remain standing, I'd like to read a scripture tonight. I'll read, first of all, from the book of Psalms, chapter number 34. And verse number 1. What a beautiful campground. What a beautiful campground. What a lovely auditorium this is. And most of all, the people of God that are here, the people of God make it what it is. Amen. So I'm looking forward to great things this week. Looking forward to hearing other men preach and teach. Whatever you've got, I want it. I'm hungry for it. I'm ready for it. Amen. Psalms chapter 34. And verse number 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened. Their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Amen. I want to talk to you for a little while out of my heart from Psalms chapter 34. Verse 8 will be my text. O taste and see that the Lord is good. If I have a subject tonight, for the sake of a subject, I'll call this the taste test. The taste test. Brother Weeks, why don't you come and pray for us?
Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word. We thank you for your messenger tonight. We thank you for the anointing that we already feel in this place. I pray, God, you'd anoint not only the pulpit, but anoint the pew. Not only the preacher, but anoint the saints today. Lord, let your Holy Ghost sweep over this place in a mighty way. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Clap your hands and give him praise.
Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. Thank you for standing. You may be seated. God bless you. book of Psalms is a collection of songs that were sung by God's people. And many of these songs were written by David, the man who was a man after God's own heart. And the psalmist would take different events that had occurred, perhaps in his life and in the lives of others, and he would tell the story in song. There's something beautiful about singing, something wonderful about singing. Thank God for the beautiful singing and music we've already heard in this service tonight. Singing and music adds a lot to the apostolic fervor and worship and praise to God. Amen. And these songs in the book of Psalms tells of God's goodness to His people. So in Psalms 48, my text tonight, in verse 34 and verse 8 said, "O taste and see that the Lord, He is good." Now, when I looked at this verse, I'm thinking, that's an unusual statement to make. Taste and see that the Lord, He is good. I could kindly maybe relate to it in my own words a little better if it would say, watch and see that the Lord, He is good. I could perhaps understanding if it better if it said, read and see that the Lord, He is good. Amen. I might could understand it if the writer had said, listen and see that the Lord, He is good. But he didn't say watch, and he didn't say read, and he didn't say listen. He said taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. There's something that God wants to do, and I feel it in this service tonight. God wants our taste buds to be activated so that while we're in this service and when we leave this service, we can say, oh, taste and see that the Lord, He is good. Hallelujah. Let's clap our hands to Him. Man, have you ever looked at a dish of food? How many likes to eat that? Well, most of them, praise God. I've been to eat things for a long time. I enjoy eating. But have you ever seen something and thought to yourself, you know, that really looks good. Man, that looks good. And sometimes then when you really begin to salivate after it, you begin to want it, desire it a whole lot. And then when you taste it, then suddenly your taste buds say, spit it out. Because somehow it didn't meet the qualifications of your taste buds. Amen. I've looked at some things and thought, I wonder about that. I wonder if that's going to be any good. And then I tasted of it. And I said to myself, you know, I like that. I believe I'll try some more. Amen. You like to eat something and taste of something that you enjoy. You like to look back on that scenario of whatever you were eating and say, you know, it passes the taste test. I tasted of it and it passed the test. Hallelujah. And David was saying, I think in Psalm 34 and verse 8, that looks can be deceiving. I said looks can be deceiving. To a lost world tonight, it may look unappealing to be in a Pentecostal service on a Monday night. The carnal mind is enmity against God and is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. So that they that are in the flesh cannot please God, and that's why we've got to be in the Spirit. Be not drunk with wine, we're in success, but be filled with the Spirit. There's something wonderful about being filled with the Spirit. God's church is a spiritual church. It's a Spirit-operated church. It operates by the power and the energy of the Holy Ghost. Main thing in this service tonight is not this beautiful auditorium. The main thing is not these comfortable seats you're sitting on. The main thing is not this beautiful platform that I stand on. But the main ingredient of this service is the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! Praise God, praise God. You know, maybe see, sometimes the world looks at our walk with God and they say, I don't think I want it. They look at it and it seems uninviting. It seems unappealing. They look at it and say, you know, I don't believe I want to go to that church. Most people are geared to go to the church for a few moments and they sit, everything's real white, everything's real nice, and they hear a little sermonette and whatever, and they pray the prayer and they leave the service and they feel quite satisfied. But to us that have been filled with the Holy Ghost, as the scripture's already been read here tonight from Acts 2 and 4, when you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, there's nothing that satisfies your soul like the presence of God. Hallelujah. Somebody wrote a song and said, all that thrills my soul is Jesus. I believe that He ought to still be the greatest factor in our lives. We ought never get too busy for Him and too preoccupied with the things of this world to give time and attention to the God of our salvation. Praise God. Amen. And so, to the carnal mind, it looks uninviting. They see you get your family and dress for church on Sunday morning. And they see you get a Bible under your arm. And you walk out the door, and they live next door to you. And they say, I don't understand what those people get out of it. And they're really telling the truth. They don't understand. When they say they don't understand, they're really being truthful because the carnal mind doesn't understand. It doesn't look appealing to go to church on Sunday morning. It doesn't look appealing to go to church on a Sunday night. And I'm assuming that some of you still have Sunday night church. It doesn't look very appealing to go to church on a midweek Bible study. The world says, what's interesting about that? What's exciting about that? It's just Tuesday night or it's just Wednesday night. All right, just Thursday night. It's just a Bible study. Why in the world would those people want to go to that? I'm going to tell you, you'll never understand until you taste. Praise God, praise God. I said you'll never understand until you taste. Praise God, praise God. You know, to the carnal mind, to pick up the Bible and start reading it a little bit seems like a very unappealing thing to do. People pick up a newspaper, they pick up a book, they pick up a magazine, they pick up periodicals of different types, and they read them. But just to pick up your Bible and read it doesn't seem very appealing to the carnal mind. They say that our Pentecostal music is not, in some cases, spicy enough for them. Amen. And but you couldn't find any better singing than we heard tonight. But I'm going to tell you, amen. A carnal man comes to church and sits and hears a preacher preach the word of God, and he says, what's the value? What's going on? Why would these people sit here in rapt attention and listen as the word of God is preached? The carnal mind doesn't understand it. The carnal mind doesn't get it. Hallelujah. The world says to us as the church, look what we have. We're having a good time. We're enjoying ourselves. The world says we're really having a blast. We're having a ball out here. Amen. Hallelujah. They say, look at our life. It's so exciting and it's so appealing. They say, look at our music and listen to our music. It is so fine and so outstanding and so great. They say, look at our clothes, how nice they are. Amen. If it's summertime, you may not see the world wear much of that. Can I get a witness right there? Praise God. Amen. In the summertime, the 4th of July week, on July the 6th, as we come to this auditorium, the fig leaf is back in style. I said the fig leaf is back in style. And I'm going to tell you, when Jesus cleansed the demoniac and healed him, he was clothed and in his right mind. Hey, we're not a bunch of idiots running around here. We are clothed. We're in our right mind. We know what we're doing. We know where we're going. There's a purpose. There's an aim. There's a goal. There's an objective. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. And so the world says, look at our lifestyle. It's more appealing. When you compare it to the saints, when you compare it to the church, they say that our lifestyle is more exciting. It's brighter. It's tempting. But David goes past all of the other feelings that you might have. All the hearing and all the feeling that you might have. And he says, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. Hallelujah. You cried the world. But you've never known the blessing of the tasting of the wonderful presence of God that's in this auditorium right now. Hallelujah. You've tried the world's music, but there's nothing like Pentecostal music. Where singers are filled with the Holy Ghost. Where the musicians are filled with the Holy Ghost. Where the song leader is filled with the Holy Ghost. Where the special singers are filled with the Holy Ghost. You've heard the world's version, but taste and see. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. And so you've tried their music. But I'm telling you, in the end, it doesn't satisfy. You've tried their nightlife. And in the end, it doesn't satisfy. You cried their country music. And in the end, you're still shedding tears in your beer. Amen. And singing your sad song. You cried their hip-hop and rock music. And their rap music. And it doesn't satisfy. I can hear it out in the parking lot sometimes. I can hear it at the service station. The music's blasting. And I say, that don't taste good to me. Praise God. But when I come to church and somebody sounds a key and they start playing the glory of God, I say, that tastes right. I like that. Hallelujah. 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 You taste of the world, now cry Jesus. You tried the rock and roll, now cry Jesus. You tried the rap music, now cry Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've been where the world is, and you've gone where they've gone. Why don't you cry Jesus? Those of us that have repented of our sin, we've been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. We've been filled with the Holy Ghost speaking with tongues. I'm telling you, friend, we found something that our soul was looking for. We found something we were longing for. Hallelujah. Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. Why don't you just go ahead and feast on the power, the glory, and the blessing of God tonight? Glory! Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody said praise the Lord. Can any of you that's sitting here tonight imagine a silent Pentecost? Can you read Acts 2 and fathom a silent Pentecost? Amen. And if you could reread and rewrite Acts chapter 2, how would it read? And suddenly there came a holy hush from them, as of a slowly drifting fog, and filled all the house where they were sitting.
And they were overcome by silence and felt that they had received salvation. That's not what I read. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared in them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were all filled. They were filled. God will fill you tonight. Be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. This is a Holy Ghost church. This is a Holy Ghost anointed church. This is a shouting church. This is an amen church. This is a hand clapping church. This is a foot stomping church. This is an aisle running church. This is a Jesus name church. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. You know, Jesus said, blessed are they, Matthew 5:6, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Who's going to be filled? They that hunger and thirst. I'm going to tell you, you can sit on a church pew for years, but if you don't get hungry for God, you'll never enjoy it. You don't get thirsty for God, you'll never enjoy it. I knew a man one time that sat on an apostolic church pew for 46 years every week, unless he was sick or on vacation or something, and had never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell you, sitting on the pew is one thing, but pulling up your chair to the table is something else. God's inviting us tonight, not just to sit on the seat, but pulling our chair up to the table and tasting and seeing that the Lord is good. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. If a person is not hungry, no matter what you're serving, it doesn't taste good. If you're not thirsty, it won't taste good. And I'm telling you, when you get hungry, something's going to happen. I said, when you get hungry, hungry men have no manners. Hungry people don't worry if the fork is right and the spoon's right and the knife's right and the napkin's right. Hungry people are not worried about protocol. Hungry people say, give me the food, let's bless it in Jesus' name, and let's eat. Yeah. My Lord, I feel like feasting tonight. Jesus said to the disciples, I've got meat to eat that you know not of. I believe we're tapping into that tonight. We're finding some meat that the world doesn't understand. But it's made available to whosoever will. If you want it, you can have it. If you're young, if you're middle-aged, if you're old, it doesn't matter your age or your position or status in life. If you're hungry, God's going to feed you. If you're thirsty, you're going to drink. Glory. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. You may be seated. You know, I was reading this week, preparing for this little message, I was reading from Proverbs 27 and verse number 7. And he said, the full soul loatheth an honeycomb. Honey is considered in the Bible delectable. It's considered sweet. It's considered something you want. It's considered something to be desired. The honey, the honeycomb. But Solomon said, Proverbs 27:7, that the full soul loatheth the honeycomb. When you're full, you look at it and say, it don't look good to me. When you're full, you look at it and say, it has no appeal to me. Amen. You will loathe the honeycomb. But he said to the hungry, that's what I'm preaching about tonight. I'm preaching to some folks that are hungry. to the hungry, every bitter thing is sweet. I don't know about you, but I came to this camp meeting and say, God, I want everything you got for me this week. I want the move of the Spirit. I want faith. I want the Word of God. I want to pray. I want to worship. I want to touch God. I want to leave here changed. I want to draw closer to God. Draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh to you. Amen. But to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. It doesn't even have to be fantastic. Every service does not have to be a camp meeting. When you go home from camp meeting, your Wednesday night service may not have the electrifying air of this camp meeting. But I'm going to tell you, you got a man of God standing in that pulpit, go there excited, go enthused. I'm going to hear something tonight that's going to draw me nigh to God. I'm going to hear something that's going to strengthen my spiritual life. I'm going to hear something that will strengthen my resolve. I'm going to hear something that will draw me into His presence. I'm going to hear something that's going to motivate and move me to try to share this great Holy Ghost with somebody else. I said we ought to get so full of the Spirit. We want to share it with somebody else. What did the writer say? It feels like fire. Shut up in my bones. Hallelujah. If you come self-satisfied, you'll leave with nothing. But if you came seeking for something, if you came with an open heart, if you came with a ready mind, if you came with a determined spirit, then you're going to leave here full of the Spirit. You're going to walk out of these doors of this beautiful auditorium saying, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Let's all clap our hands to Him right now. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So Jesus said, they that hunger and thirst shall be filled. They that hunger are going to be filled. They that thirst are going to be filled. I don't believe that the hungry attitude and the thirstful attitude ought to just be for a handful of people in our Pentecostal churches. Amen. If we're not careful, we've relegated shouting to a certain number of people. They shout. They're the shouters. They always shout. We've relegated speaking in tongues to just certain people. Well, they speak in tongues, but I don't. I'm here to tell you tonight that God wants to wash us. God wants to fill us. Hallelujah. What would be wrong with somebody speaking in tongues tonight that hasn't spoken in tongues in a long time? What would be wrong with somebody sending up some heartfelt hallelujahs that hasn't felt that in a long time? Come on, I'm challenging you. Taste. Reach out. Hallelujah. Psalms 23 has been read thousands, probably even millions of times. It's been used in about every funeral that you've ever been to. Amen. But this is not just a funeral here. This is not a funeral song. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not want. When I'm in His presence, I'm not going to be empty. In His presence, things are not dull and dead and boring and lifeless, but it's alive with unction of the power of the Holy Ghost. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. But Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table. Oh, hey, praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, David, talk about it. Psalm 23 and verse number 5. Thou preparest a table. Thou preparest a table. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, on the first night of camp meeting, the table is already set. The napkins are in place. The fork and the spoon and the knife is just right. I don't care about a fancy meal tonight. Feed me, Jesus, feed me. Feed me, Jesus, feed me. Let me feel your spirit one more time. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody say praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. You may be seated. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Even those that don't understand, he still got a table set. Even those that don't know, he still got a table set. Those that have never experienced the power and the glory of God, he's got a table spread. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Hallelujah. My cup needs to get so full tonight that it'll run over. As us country folks would always say, it's sloshing over. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? My cup needs to get so full, it'll run over tonight, and it'll go over to someone else. There is such a thing as a powerful move of the Holy Ghost until there's a chain reaction of the Spirit. You feel it, you, down the line. Hallelujah. I don't want methodical, mechanical Pentecost. I want to taste and see. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thou preparest a table. Thou preparest a table. Oh, my friend, on the first night of camp, let this night be a night of us just kindly tuning in and plugging in and saying, God, I'm hungry for you. Throughout this camp meeting, every sermon's going to be preached. I'm going to tap into it. I want my portion of it. I don't want to just say he got blessed and she got blessed and they got blessed, but I want to tap into that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every message that's preached this week, somebody ought to be saying, I want that. I want that. My soul hungers for that. Every time there's worship, my soul hungers for that. It's not for a few. It's not for special ones. It's not for pre-selected or preordained people, but it's for everybody. Amen. When the whole congregation begins to immerse itself in the glory of God, something great's going to happen. And folks are going to leave this campground and say, I've been in the presence of Almighty God. Praise God. You may be seated. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Amen. God even says, Malachi 3:8, that if you'll give your tithe, they don't preach that to camp meeting. Well, I'll just drop it in here. God said, if you'll give your tithes, there'll be some meat in my house. Paul said, strong meat belongs to them that are full age. Hallelujah. I don't care if you're 16 or 65 or 90. Amen. We ought to want the meat of the Word tonight. Jesus said, I am the living bread that cometh down from heaven. Hallelujah. He is the living bread. He is the bread of life. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody praise the Lord with me right now. Hallelujah. May be seated. Jesus said, I am the living bread. Jesus said, I am the bread that cometh down from heaven. He said, I'm the living water. If a man drink, he'll never thirst again. Hallelujah. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his inner being, out of his belly, shall flow rivers of living water. And this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. Holy Ghost was not yet given. Jesus was not yet glorified. And I'm telling you, we're blessed to be in the church age The Holy Ghost is given. Hallelujah. There's meat in the house of God. There's fresh water flowing in the house of God. There's bread at the table. There's everything you need at this camp meeting. Revive your taste buds. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. 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 The world turns to us and they say, we have what you need. But they don't have what satisfies. Amen. You get the world's drugs and it doesn't satisfy. It'll call for more and more, never satisfied. You drink their alcoholic beverages and you're not satisfied. One drink leads to another. Amen. But I'm going to tell you that in the house of God, we that are spiritually attuned, amen, when the Spirit of God starts moving, we're saying, I want that, I need that, I'm tapping into that. How many remember when God first filled you with the Holy Ghost? Raise your hand if you remember the night or the day that God filled you with the Holy Ghost. Would you like for God to do it again? Would you like for God to do it again? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You say, Brother Goda, I shouted 20 years ago. Go ahead, taste tonight. It still tastes good. That bread is not stale. That water is not stagnant. Hallelujah. If you haven't shouted in a long time, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You haven't danced in the Spirit, oh, taste and see that the Lord, He is good. Why don't we all stand to our feet? Let's lift our hands and let's worship God right now. Oh, let's worship God right now. Let's worship the Lord right now. Hallelujah. 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 God's just looking for somebody that's hungry. Somebody that's thirsty. Young person, are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Young married couple, are you hungry and thirsty? Middle-aged men and women, are you hungry and thirsty? Older folk, are we hungry and thirsty? Do we still want it? Do we still desire it? Whoa! Somebody clap your hands with me and worship God tonight. Please remain standing with me. The world may look good, but when you investigate, it doesn't taste good. The world may look appetizing and appealing, but when you taste, it leaves you defeated, despondent, discouraged, sad. I had three people backslidden from our church over a period of years this past week. In 1 week for the county, three people called me and said, Pastor, I want you to pray for me. I'm in sin. I'm not going to church, but I'm not happy. Pray for me. I said, I'm going to pray for you, but you know what? You got to do something about it. Praise God. You know what? You got to do something about it. If you get sick and tired of being sick and tired of sin, you got to move up. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Surely, the world looks good. But in the end, you get what Satan offers you, and it'll leave a bad taste in your mouth. You get what the world offers you. You go home at night, lay your head on the pillow, and you're still empty and still sad. When you come to God, your sins are forgiven. The Holy Ghost comes into your life. Hallelujah. 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 I'm just waiting a moment here on the Lord. I feel like God wants to do something. I know we just got here. We just arrived. We just drove in. We got our rooms. We got our clothes unpacked. we've come to camp meeting, but why don't we just linger for a few moments here in His presence. Oh, God, touch me. Oh, God, touch me again and again and again. I'm going to taste tonight. I want my taste buds rejuvenated. Hallelujah. The world doesn't meet our taste test, but the Spirit of God meets it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why don't we all just pray a little bit here? Lift your hearts to the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. 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 The Bible said the eyes of man are never satisfied. Let's reach out and let's taste tonight. He had filled the hungry with good things. But the full hath He sent away empty. He hath filled the hungry. Are you hungry tonight? Did you come to camp meeting hungry? Did you come to this service hungry for God? Have you walked in this door, these doors of this sanctuary, saying, oh God, I need the touch of Your Holy Ghost again. Hallelujah. You've still got it. I'm not questioning whether you've got the Holy Ghost, but I'm telling you that we need to get our taste buds activated tonight. Hallelujah. This week, Monday night through Thursday night, I'm going to taste. I'm going to enjoy. I'm going to enjoy my meal. I'm going to enjoy Jesus. If I could, the singers would get ready to sing. Musicians ready to play. I'm going to ask everybody in the building, if you'd like to taste again, if you'd like to feel His awesome presence again, why don't you walk down this aisle? Stand as close as you can get to this altar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here I am, Lord.
Here I stand. Lord, my life is in
and see that the Lord is good. Let's taste again. Let's reach out again. Let's exercise our faith again. Let's pray again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to enjoy Jesus again. If my experience has got a little cold, I want the fire to burn in me again. If the world's beginning to look a little better, I'm going to pray through this week. This is going to be my moment of decision to really seek God.
Give myself away so You can use me. Take my heart. Take my life.
Yes. Come on, don't rummage through the devil's garbage cans. Taste and see. Don't look to the world to satisfy your appetite. Taste and see that the Lord is good.
Lord, I praise Him.